Hello, I'm Cathy Clugston with the BBC News. An EgyptAir plane flying from Paris to Cairo has vanished. Egypt's Civil Aviation Ministry said the Airbus A320, carrying 56 passengers and 10 crew, went missing over the eastern Mediterranean half an hour before it was due to land in Cairo. The French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, said it was too early to say what had happened.
We're in contact with the Egyptian authorities, civilian and military. They've dispatched aerial reconnaissance teams to the area. France is ready to participate in the search if the Egyptian authorities request that. I think at this stage, nothing can be ruled out about the cause of this disappearance.
Search and rescue teams from Egypt and Greece have gone to the last recorded location of Flight 804. EgyptAir says 30 Egyptians and 15 French nationals were among the passengers. Our correspondent at Charles de Gaulle Airport, Lucy Williamson, says those on board included three security officials.
There were seven cabin crew and these three security officials. And we're not clear yet exactly what role they played, but obviously that's one of the things that people are quite keen to pin down, is what their role was and why they were on board, whether it was a routine thing or whether they were something special. That's a question, one of many questions that's being asked here.
The French President, François Hollande, has been holding an emergency meeting at the Élysée Palace, and the Egyptian leader, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, is due to chair a meeting of the country's National Security Council later. Sally Nabil is in Cairo.
The Egyptian Prime Minister spoke to the media and he said it's very early to make assumptions or predictions about why this plane has disappeared. But he was asked if he suspects a terrorist attack, and he said all options are on the table. We are exploring all the possible scenarios and we cannot exclude any of them.
A major British report has warned that superbugs could kill one person every 3 seconds by 2050 and could become responsible for more deaths than cancer. The study calls for global action against drug-resistant infections. Its author, the economist Jim O'Neill, urged governments to offer big financial incentives to companies to develop new drugs.
If we don't do something about it, in less than 35 years from now, there could be 10 million people around the world dying. And the economic cost between now and then could be, on a global basis, a staggering $100 trillion, which is bigger than the size of the world.
Researchers from Oxford University in Britain say people should take aspirin immediately if they have symptoms of a minor stroke. The scientists say taking aspirin in the crucial hours after a minor stroke cuts the risk of major stroke by 80% and reduces the severity of such an event if it does happen. The study in the medical journal The Lancet concludes that the benefits of aspirin have been hugely underestimated. World News from the BBC. China has denied that two of its aircraft conducted unsafe manoeuvres when they intercepted a US spy plane over the South China Sea. A foreign ministry spokesman said Chinese aircraft had followed and monitored the American plane at a safe distance. The Pentagon said its pilot had been forced into a dramatic drop in height to avoid colliding with two Chinese fighters, which flew within 20 metres of his aircraft. A senior Chinese politician has warned that everyone will have to foot the bill if Hong Kong becomes chaotic. Zhang Dejiang, speaking on a visit to the territory, was referring to growing political divisions in Hong Kong. As if to underline his comments about disorder, five pro-democracy activists were arrested after running onto a road to intercept the leader's motorcade. Mr. Zhang, the chairman of China's parliament, is the first senior Chinese leader to visit Hong Kong since pro-democracy protests in 2014. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has apologised to parliament after an opposition MP accused him of elbowing her in the chest. The confrontation took place during a vote on a controversial assisted dying bill. More from David Willis.
There was uproar in the normally staid Canadian Parliament as Mr. Trudeau strode over to a group of opposition MPs and then set about pulling one of them through the crowd. As he did so, another member of the opposition, Ruth Ellen Brousseau, can be seen recoiling in pain. Ms. Brousseau said she was elbowed in the chest and had to leave the Commons chamber as a result, missing the vote. Mr. Trudeau, a former barroom bouncer, has now apologised to Parliament. He said the elbowing was an accident and his actions were unacceptable.
The unlikely champions of the English Premier League, Leicester City, are expected to get a hero's welcome when they tour the streets of Bangkok shortly. They'll take to an open-top bus to greet football fans in the capital of Thailand, the country of the club's owner. BBC News.